meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 104. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 77. Mainly sunny tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms 99. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 97.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Shawnee County District Judge, Judge Teresa Watson, has granted a new motion for five different transgender residents in the state of Kansas to intervene on a lawsuit regarding the gender markers on state-issued driver's license. KSNC News reports that it is the latest update regarding the lawsuit from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach after suing the Kansas Department of Revenue for refusing to follow the legal opinion from the latest piece of legislation known as SB 180, or the Women's Bill of Rights, that defines biological sex and mandates that biological sex to be on state-issued IDs. In a statement from the legal director for the ACLU of Kansas, they say, quote, "We are gratified that the court has issued that our clients have vested interest in the outcome of this case and should be entitled to make their arguments. For our clients and the entire community they represent, this case is about privacy, dignity, and autonomy that comes from having accurate gender markers on their license." Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KAKE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KAKE News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Rapper and entertainer A$AP Rocky has announced that they may be looking at potentially traveling to Kansas City with an upcoming tour across the nation. KWCH News reports that according to the report, the two-time Grammy-nominated artist wants to not only travel to the Kansas City area for a concert, but also make Kansas City the next stop to film the latest music video. According to the agency with Rapper, they say the team had started a local concept of a design and production company known as Nomada, where they are looking to partner with local artists, models, and creators in the Kansas City area during the filming of the music video. In other news, the Bureau of Land Management held a two-day wild horse and burro adoption event in the southeast part of Kansas over the weekend. As KAKE News reports that the event featured more than 90 animals up for adoption that went between $125 to up to $1,000, where you can adopt the animal for 1 year. As according to the organization, it helps with their financial goals for the year, with the project going on since 1973 and adopting more than 280,000 animals.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. College football is right around the corner across the Mid-America region as the state of Nebraska is getting ready for the Nebraska Huskers to start off the season as well, with the final and number 18 practice going on over the weekend as the team went full pads, having their final scrimmage of the preseason as well, and looking at what their starting lineup may be with head coach Matt Rhule giving the breakdown for many of the players.
You know, I think for us, I think we feel like Gabe is clearly the number one guy. From the day I got here, I was like, wow, that's what they're supposed to look like. You know what I mean? Like, he's big, he's powerful. You know, I know he started as a freshman. I know he had that injury. I can't imagine any better than that kid. So I've been impressed with him since the day we got here. And then Anthony is, as you know, when the ball's in his hands, Anthony's elite running the football. Anthony just, you know, he's put the ball on the ground too much. He's fumbled the ball too much.
On audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, the Huskers kick off their first game of the season on Thursday next week against Minnesota, with kickoff at 7 p.m. at American Network News.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Cool off in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Riley County authorities reaching out for information regarding a missing teenage boy from Riley. A native Guatemalan 16-year-old Miguel does not speak English and was last seen Wednesday morning around 7:20 a.m. wearing a light yellow polo shirt, blue jeans, and red shoes with a royal blue backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact Riley County authorities or Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. A house fire was reported in Summerfield Sunday, August 13th. The fire was contained to the kitchen area of a house belonging to Levi Snell. A neighbor reported seeing smoke from the eaves at 6:19 p.m. No one was home at the time. Summerfield and Beatty Fire Departments were on the scene for some 3 hours. Investigation indicated that it was electrical in nature and lightning may have been a contributing factor. Registration is due Friday. A Soil Health Workshop will be held Thursday, August 31st in Axtell. Learn the benefits of soil health on your farm. The day will include a tour of Bill Bussing and Dale Strickler's farm and talks on cover crop basics, the science behind cover crops and soil health, and regenerative agriculture. Registration at St. Michael's Parish Hall in Axtell at 9 a.m. Tour begins at 9:30, Thursday, August 31st. For information and RSVP by August 25th, contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2524 or go online to glacialhillsrcd.com. Marshall County Arts Cooperative continues feature of an exhibit by Eleanor Carlson of Blue Rapids throughout the month of August. The exhibit at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville is open Thursday evenings 4 until 6, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesdays from 4 until 6. Beatrice Main Street will feature walking tours of a downtown district, sharing history, current redevelopment, and future prospects. Friday evenings, August 25th and September 1st, meeting at 6 p.m. at the City Auditorium in Beatrice. Wear comfortable walking shoes. The tour bends about an hour and a half and concludes with a stop inside the Kensington, which was recently deeded to the city after the assisted living operation closed. Requests for proposals as to renovation and future use of the building are being considered by the City of Beatrice. Oneida Truck and Tractor Pull Friday evening, August 25th, begins at 7 p.m. at the ballpark. 9 classes from the NK Pullers. As high school students return to class, several area schools partner with Highland Community College to earn college credits and or certifications. Kara Baker with HCC was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
Exciting part about our technical programs is that they are part of Excel in Career and Technical Education funding, so they are free for our high school students during their junior and senior year. So that has made them real popular with the high schools that we work with. We work with Valley Heights, Marysville, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Onega. We occasionally get some students just across the border in Nebraska from Pawnee, but those high school juniors and seniors aren't eligible for that tuition-free funding, so they are usually paying students. But we do not have an out-of-state tuition cost, so for them, it's still a very affordable option.
The effort is designed to connect young people with local jobs.
I would say about 50% of our students take a program that they already know they're interested in and already have an opportunity for employment in, whether that be returning to the family farm with that knowledge or working in some sort of family-type operation. And I would say about 50% then look for outside employment. So we're fortunate to have a lot of business partners in our area since we did focus on kind of high-demand careers for this part of the state. So people are able to go right to work when they graduate as well. So kind of gives them both options. About 80% of our enrollment is students that are still in high school working towards one of those technical certificates.
Changes in education and expectations have shifted, according to Kira Baker with Highland Community College.
We pick up more students who are interested in gaining the skills they need for that career they have in mind and not spending a lot of extra time or money to get the education. So they come in and get what they need, and they're able to get right out into work. It's one of the benefits of the technical programs is that it helps them. They get to do hands-on, focused on what they need for that career plan they have. So I think it has been a really good change, not having that, having a different mindset than we used to always expect students to go on to that four-year university kind of feel. This gives students an option that's more affordable and can also put them right into a very high-paying career.
Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton. Paul A. Puber Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 16th. Funeral Mass Friday, 10:30, with the Rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Celebration of life is planned Friday, 7 until 9 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Paul Davis. Alyssa W. Davis, age 37, of Hanover, passed away unexpectedly August 17th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Visitation Friday with family, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alyssa Davis. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, of South Hill, Virginia, passed away August 17th. A graveside service is planned August 30th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra Hill Kramer, age 85, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service August 31st, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sandra Kramer.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Still staying sunny and hot today with our highs in the lower 100s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Temperatures start to cool down as we head into Friday. A slight chance for some scattered showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Then more showers may pick up throughout Friday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Then rain may continue early Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 88. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 65, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:11. Sunrise in the morning at 6:49.
Could Coca-Cola be a secret weapon for a healthier garden? We will share some surprising uses for soft drinks today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 24th, the 236th day of the year. Baseball's Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., has a birthday, and a patent for the waffle iron was issued on this day in 1869. Clever gardeners know that household items of all kinds have surprising uses in the garden. Take soda pop, for example, and cola in particular. A shallow bowl filled with cola will attract slugs. The acid will be their undoing. You might try pouring a bit of cola into the soil around acid-loving plants like foxglove and azaleas. It helps reduce the soil pH. Farmers in India have been known to spray the beverage on crops instead of pesticides. And cola is good for your compost pile, too. The sugars attract microorganisms that jumpstart the breakdown process. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. High school football across the state of Kansas is roughly just a week away from kicking off week number one, as many of the athletes have been on the field and practicing. But with the extreme heat across the state, the Kansas State High School Activities Association says they have laid out recommendations for practices outdoors to make sure the students stay healthy and cool.
It goes off the wet bulb. And so we have readings that we'll go out and do at 2:30. Then we'll send that out, and it has restrictions by zones. So the higher the zone, the less they get to do, and the more they have to do water. So we always do that. Plus, we have immersion tanks for every school.
That was Chris Asmussen, the athletic director for USD 259 on KWCH News. Many of the teams across the state of Kansas have started their practices without any gear because of the extreme heat, slowly working their way up to having full pads and full practices. Week number one of high school football in the state starts on Friday, September 1st. Mid-American Network Sports.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustiek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rustiek Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rustiek Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Yeah, We know you like saving money. How about some cheap financing? For a limited time, you can finance as low as 0% APR or get big discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Plus tax and fees. F-150 MSRP, 63,325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Must trade 95 renewer auto. Residency restrictions apply. 0% APR and select new Fords up to 36 months upon credit approval. Payment 2778 for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
With college football officially getting underway across the nation, the Hutchinson Community College of Blue Dragons said that they have a chip on their shoulder going into this year's season after coming up short in the national championship game last year after making it to the championship three seasons in a row. And this year they say they're not going to fall.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is not going to change, and that's every year.
If it's not perfect, we're going to restart. If the energy's not good, we're going to restart. And it's just a higher expectation all around.
We moved 34 guys on to Division I programs and over 45 to other four-year programs.
To be perfect, you go all the way there and it's just for nothing, you know. We definitely have a chip on our shoulder and it means a little something extra this year. Honestly, we just feel like we have to win it this year. You know, we came up short because of ourselves. Like.
That audio from KWCH News as the Blue Dragons start off the regular season with game number one coming up this Saturday against Navarro College in Corsicana, Texas, followed by their first home game on Saturday, September 2nd against Ellsworth Community College at American Network Sports.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Marshall County Sports and Rec has a jam-packed fall lineup for you. Register now for co-ed junior soccer, grades pre-K and kindergarten, co-ed soccer, 1st through 12th, co-ed flag football, 1st through 6th, girls volleyball, 3rd through 6th, and adults co-ed volleyball. Go to Marshall County Sports and Rec's Facebook page for details. Deadline is Friday, August 25th. Drop payment and registration off at 708 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
It's hard to imagine, even harder to wait, for that stick of a tree or small potted shrub to grow into a much larger and beautiful addition to the landscape. But we can help speed up the process. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fast-growing species are an option, but unfortunately, most tend to be weak-wooded and short-lived. Proper pruning, starting at an early age, can help establish a strong structure that is more resistant to storm damage. Speed up the growth of slower-growing trees and shrubs with proper care. Amend the whole planting bed, not just the planting hole, with organic matter when developing shrub beds and plant borders. Keep the area around individual plants and throughout the planting beds free of grass and weeds that compete with the trees and shrubs for water and nutrients. Mulch the soil around the plants and water thoroughly as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Now through September 5th, when you purchase a new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn at Twin Rivers in Beatrice, finance with 2.9% APR for 72 months, or get up to $8,980 in total savings on a V8. Go online through twinriv.com to schedule a test drive or stop by Twin Rivers in Beatrice. If you're looking for a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume dealer, see Twin Rivers, West Court Street in Beatrice.
He is a very famous agricultural scientist, a man who was born a slave and struggled to find a place to gain an education. His remarkable story is this edition of the American Countryside and is brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
He was born around the year 1864. A slave on a farm near Diamond, Missouri. As Justin Hall shares, George Washington Carver's life began during the turmoil of the Civil War.
When he was a very small child, he and his mother were stolen from the farm. Mr. Carver hired a neighbor to find them and return them. The neighbor searched throughout Arkansas and was able to find the infant George, who, as local history tells us, was abandoned at the side of the road.
In his free time, he explored nature, especially plants. That interest, combined with attendance at a local church, served to lay the foundation for the rest of Carver's life.
He started going to the local Sunday school. He'd previously had this experience in nature and really became fascinated by it. Once he began to go to Sunday school and became part of the Christian faith, he really began to feel that there was a divinely inspired purpose and reason behind the nature that he was experiencing.
He sought education to help him pursue his love for nature and science. But he found that race made it difficult to gain admittance in some institutions.
We initially tried to go to school here near the farm. He was denied because of his race. While it was illegal at the time, he was still denied. He moved from here to Neosho and did get some education from some people that he stayed with there that kind of cared for him, named Watkins.
He returned to Southwest Missouri for a time before later moving to Iowa. He studied art at Simpson College and a year later transferred to what later became Iowa State University to study agriculture. He earned a bachelor and master's degree there, and in 1896 accepted an invitation to teach at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama.
He focused in on two or three particular plants. He did do some work with the soybean. He worked a lot with the sweet potato, and of course everyone pretty much knows the peanut.
The amazing work of George Washington Carver still influences the world today. We'll have more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. Diamond, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Bob and Mary Ellen Frazee Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. in Summerfield at 401 4th Street. Appliances sell at noon and include two refrigerators, nearly new, super-capacity electric stove, commercial washer and electric dryer, two chest freezers, 20 and 16 cubic foot, many tools, most shop tools on stands include a scroll saw, table saw, drum sander, router table, drill press, bench grinder, three cordless drills, Craftsman socket sets, long-handled tools, 13,000-watt portable generator. Summerfield books include centennial history books, furniture including cabinets, buffet, dressers, tables, recliners, rocking chairs, as well as household and miscellaneous. This is estate auction for Bob and Mary Ellen Frazee, Saturday, August 26th. Sale begins 10 a.m. in Summerfield at 401 4th. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
People want to know where their meat comes from and like buying directly from the farmer. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. If you're willing to work hard, try direct marketing your own beef as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
You you've got a small cattle herd and would like to sell the meat to customers, direct marketing your own beef eliminates the middleman and, in theory, returns more profit. But it's a lot of work. You'll do your own research and development, be the advertising agency, the CEO, and work with a USDA-certified meat processor. Greg Renfro is an extension meat specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says finding a market is a challenge in itself, so in the beginning, keep it simple by just telling your story.
The ribeye steak that comes with it is just a bonus. They're buying a story that you're a family farm, that your kids are involved in 4-H, that your oldest son is the president of the local FFA chapter. You know, the farm has been in the family for two or three generations. That's what people are buying, is the story.
Your product will demand a higher price because you don't have the same economies of scale as a large meat packer. Renfro says to look at the beef prices at your local grocery store and plan on adding about 30% to that. Customers like buying local and will pay premium for steaks, but usually not for ground beef and roast. One strategy is to sell meat bundles.
A $50 bundle has so many steaks in it, so many roasts, and so many pounds of ground beef in there. That way, you're not stuck with 400 pounds of round roast and chuck roast, and I've got 600 pounds of ground beef, and nobody's willing to buy at a premium. And so you do one of two things. You either sell it at a discount so you can get rid of it, or everybody's eating hamburgers and roast for dinner for the next few months.
Learn more about direct marketing beef at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Standing cold and scared on top of Blue Hill. Then came the moment when I lost my will. I prayed for mercy, please don't take me away. Give me the sunshine when I only see gray. I've been cheated and I've been misunderstood. I've been washed up, I've been put down and told I'm no good. But with you I belong, 'cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along. Crazy when his life is over.
weary when it doesn't belong. And the road gets a little rocky, but Lord, you've got to keep on. And let the new light come shining since you came along.
Can you see it?
Well, I can see your love around me. Yeah.
Can you hear it?
I hear it in my heart. Oh, yeah.
Can you feel it?
Well, I can feel the power around me. Yeah. Let the new light come shining on me.
Since you came along,
don't you know I've been lonely, and I've been
cheated,
and I've been
misunderstood.
I said I've been washed up and put down, and I've been
torn on your good.
Woo-hoo.
You have been
on, well, you have been on, because
you helped me be strong.
There's a
change in my life since you came along.
Have you ever dreamed about what it would be like to inherit a couple million dollars? I'll admit it, I have. I'd take an extended vacation and I'd buy a boat, and of course I'd make sure that my family and my church were well taken care of. Hi, I'm Callie Ruse with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it doesn't take a financial windfall to be able to achieve some of your goals and live out your purpose. It all comes down to how you plan and how you manage the resources God has given you. First, evaluate your wants, needs, and your wishes. Try to do this through a big picture lens. You may find that some of those things you classified as needs can actually be put on hold. And be sure to determine how each of these align with your faith. Then start to be diligent with planning and saving. Over time, you may start to see some of your dreams become reality. So take a disciplined approach to living out your purpose and achieving some of your bigger goals in life. With this kind of financial clarity, you'll have a full life of meaning and gratitude.
Don't miss the vendor show happening this Saturday at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Shop these vendors and more from 9 to 2. Forever Burned, Kay Farrell and Colleen Behrens, Lori Gudenkoff, Pearl Creations, Carrie Schmitz, Scented Light, Norwex, Mary Kay, Humbly Flawed, Pampered Chef, Ashley Sturba, Tupperware, Shelley's Coin Creations, and Linda Segrin. Get out of the heat and enjoy the AC while you shop. See you there.
The evolution of data collection and use in agriculture today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. In the beginning was the yield monitor. Kendall Kirk is a precision ag engineer at Clemson University in South Carolina.
Yield monitors were one of our first big data generation machines that we had on farms. Now you've got not only data coming from a yield monitor that shows you, for instance, during grain harvest, how much grain did you harvest from this area of the field versus that area of the field, but now we have sensors on our planters. We have sensors on our irrigation systems. We have soil moisture sensors that we install in the field. We have soil information that we collect with machines such as electrical conductivity.
Kirk says proprietary systems were common in ag data's infancy, but more standardization is now helping.
Now what we're seeing in the ag side is sort of standard communication across those machines, and we're starting to see the same thing on some of the data.
Kirk says the entire precision ag data universe has continued to evolve.
The cloud computing opportunities where cost has gone down to enable some of that, those weren't there. Connectivity was not there.
And, says Kirk, now there's AgRec, that's AGREC, an open-source collection of ag recommendations from cooperative extension services across the country. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
On the heels of five encore performances at the Palmer Labor Day celebration last year, the hype returned Saturday, September 2nd. Don't miss North America's ultimate 80s glam rock experience with this live high-energy show. The Hype, 9 to 11:30 p.m. in downtown Palmer, September 2nd. $20 admission, high school and up, $30 cooler charge for this street dance and beer garden. Brian Whitmore is live at 7. And The Gun Show is also Saturday, September 2nd, 9 to 4 at the Palmer Community Building. Buy, sell, and trade. Contact Josh Hilton for more information at 785-630-1027. And mark Monday, September 4th on your calendar for the annual Palmer Labor Day celebration with a full day of fun including craft show, car show, kids games, quarter carnival, and the annual parade Monday at 1:30. Find out more with the Palmer Labor Day on Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The All-Star Monster Trucks are back and ready to rock the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 17th. Watch as the world's only monster ice cream truck, Ice Cream Man, the world's largest ATV, Hole Shot, and the iconic Carolina Crusher compete in the Insane Best Trick Competition, obstacle course racing, and a no-rules freestyle battle. Get your tickets at KansasStateFair.com and experience the ultimate in family fun.
KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. And Andy, it's quite the day today, isn't it?
It sure is, Jeff. We're having ourselves a little bit of a mixed bag here in the commodities. We've got September corn down 4 3/4 at 471.5, and December corn down 3.5 at 487. September beans down 2 3/4 at 1362.25, and November beans down up 7.25 at 1367.75. Meal's showing a really strong day here, up $12 at 4.13. Looking at soy oil, they're still putting another down day, down $1.27, sitting at the 20-day moving average of 63.07. Switching over here to the wheat, hard red winter wheat, September down 6 3/4 at 7.48 1/4, while December Kansas City wheat is down 5 3/4 at 7.58. Soft red winter wheat, September is down 9 1/4 at 6.03 1/4. And December's down 8 3/4 at 6.31. Hard red spring wheat's been up all day until here recent. September is down 10.5 at 7.74. And December Minneapolis wheat down 5.5, 7.97¾. The meats are showing some pretty good strength today. September feeders up $2.17.5 at $2.50.75. And October fat up $1.82.5 at $1.80.50. For more information, give us a call here in the office at 877-87-PLUTO or visit us on the web at PlutoCommodities.com.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Soil health is a vital starting point for a robust crop, sustainable production, and top yields. So soil health should be top of mind for growers. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
As growers are scouting fields and looking at the condition of the 2023 crop this summer and are beginning to plan for the 2024 crop, it's a good time to consider soil health as well. Kelsey Schneider, field agronomist with Wilbur Ellis Agribusiness, explains soil health, the soil characteristics to look for during summer crop scouting, and ways to test and measure soil health in the quest for profitable yields in years to come.
Soil health can be described as the medium for plants and microbial life. Not just from the measuring aspect, but just looking at soil health in general. You know, we look at what's in the soil. So soil has chemical properties and it has biological properties. Biological properties representing fungi, bacteria, protozoa, arthropods. All of those make up a healthy soil. Physical properties being the nutrients, the NPK, the micros, pH, calcium, magnesium, organic matter, and then the actual clay content or sand content.
As farmers are scouting crops and visiting their fields this summer, he explains how they can tell if they are working with healthy soil.
Things to look for when they're scouting is obviously roots. So pull up the crop. Do the roots look healthy? Are they a white, fibrous look? Do they have a lot of hairs on them? Also look for puddling in the fields. Is the water being percolated through the soil like it's supposed to, or is it standing in places where it shouldn't?
Schneider points out that companies like his can help make fertilizer recommendations based on soil sampling. In addition, he recommends using cover crops for problematic areas of a field and then following up with in-season assessments. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on soil health, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present.
Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. And Andy, it's quite the day today, isn't it?
It sure is, Jeff. We're having ourselves a little bit of a mixed bag here in the commodities. We've got September corn down 4 3/4 at 471.5, and December corn down 3.5 at 487. September beans down 2 3/4 at 1362.25, and November beans up 7.25 at 1367.75. Meal showing a really strong day here, up $12 at 4.13. Looking at soy oil, they're still putting another down day, down $1.27, sitting at the 20-day moving average of 63.07. Switching over here to the wheat, hard red winter wheat, September down 6 3/4 at 7.48 1/4, while December Kansas City wheat is down 5 3/4 at 7.58. Soft red winter wheat, September is down 9 1/4 at 6.03 1/4. And December's down 8 3/4 at 6.31. Hard red spring wheat's been up all day until here recent. September is down 10.5 at 7.74. And December Minneapolis wheat down 5.5, 7.97 3/4. The meats are showing some pretty good strength today. September feeders up $2.17.5 at 2.50.75. And October fat up $1.82.5 at 180.50. For more information, give us a call here in the office at 877-87-PLUTO or visit us on the web at PlutoCommodities.com.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Kansas State University's entomology department has been working on computer algorithms that can count the number of insects on a plant in a crop field. K-State Research and Extension Research Fellow Gabrielle Cameron from Tennessee State University discusses what results she has found from her research in the fellowship program. Cameron spent a lot of her summer using machine learning to collect data, and she describes what it is.
Machine learning is basically the process of teaching a computer how to make predictions based on the data that you feed it. So it's just showing things to a computer in a way that it can understand and learn it from that way to like implement that into like a learning algorithm.
Cameron talks about how using computer algorithms and machine learning may benefit producers.
Yes. So what we're thinking is that when it comes to large-scale fields, that can take a whole lot of time and labor to go through, scout those fields and go through acres of fields trying to identify certain pests such as aphids or identify lady beetles. But however, if you can deploy those same sensors and deep learning tools in drone usage, you can like cover more area in less time, so it may actually work better in a sense for efficiency and time. So for producers, this just means that they will better have something to aid their work in their fields, and which will, like we said, cover cover most of their fields without them having to do it in less time. It also is a really, really great aid because when you think about things like pest identification and pest management, it usually takes like a lot of trainings and exposure to how to do that well. And if we're trying to knock down the uses of insecticides and promote conservation within their fields, this would be like a great avenue.
She reviews her favorite part about working with the fellowship this summer.
My favorite part of working on this has to be just getting to work with Dr. Yvonne and Dr. Bryant on actually deploying like this system and seeing how it works and just seeing how well everything flows together. Because I mean, like before coming to this, like I said, I've probably never done any work around insects, but actually just seeing how well, like seeing the background of what they're doing and actually seeing it implemented in real time and like before my eyes and getting to be a part of that experience and such something that can be really big in agriculture is like my favorite part. I loved how well the lab ran. It was really fun. They enjoyed my excitement.
That was K-State Research and Extension Research Fellow Gabrielle Cameron from Tennessee State University with a potential computer algorithm that could impact the agriculture community. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
A soil health workshop will be held Thursday, August 31st in Axtell. Learn the benefits of soil health on your farm. The day will include a tour of Bill Bussing and Dale Strickler's farm with talks on cover crop basics, science behind cover crops and soil health, and regenerative agriculture. Registration at St. Michael's Parish Hall in Axtell, 9 a.m. Tour begins at 9:30, Thursday, August 31st. For information and RSVP by August 25th, contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2524 or go online to glacialhillsrcd.com.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.